Second intermission from the fabulous PPL Center here in downtown Allentown, Pennsylvania, the Lehigh Valley Phantoms home rink. I'm with the founder and president Rick Stevens of Rocket Sports Media and his number one deliverer of the goods on this wonderful, wonderful media outlet, Amy Johnston, the pride of Bethlehem in the Lehigh Valley region. Rick, Amy, thanks for joining us. Had to thank you both for the outstanding job you've done on behalf of the St. John's Ice Caps organization. I know you guys spend countless hours traveling and following the team and putting us out there with the AHL report and, of course, featuring pretty well everything our team does on Rocket Sports Media, and we appreciate it so much. I want to start with you first, Rick, because you are the head honcho of this wonderful outfit, but your thoughts on this hockey club. You've seen enough of it already heading into this, the second of two games against the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. What's your synopsis on what potential this team might have down the stretch and potentially into the Calder Cup playoffs?
This is a talented hockey club this year that's maybe entered the season with a little more talent than we're used to seeing in St. John's. But given all of the injuries, the injury situation in Montreal, there was a lot of call-ups throughout the season. And this team had to come together, with a lot of their star players up in Montreal, and they did that, and they certainly did that in December, and on the road, and they've been doing that with their MVP, with Charlie Lindgren in goal, and we've been seeing something a little bit different gelling in this club this season, and they look like they're going to make a strong push for the playoffs this season, which would be terrific. We haven't seen that in a couple of years with the Hamilton Bulldogs and then the Ice Caps, and looks like that's where they're headed this season.
Amy, you are from this region. I'm not sure if I got your exact hometown right, but I know you're from around this neck of the woods, and you covered the AHL All-Star Classic for Capital Blue Cross, where both Charlie Lindgren and Chris Terry represented the Ice Caps, and I know you had a glowing report of it. How proud were you, first of all, to cover it in your hometown, I'll say, and to see, not that they won anything, but the way they conducted themselves on and off the ice?
Well, you're absolutely right there. I actually hail from Allentown, which is the home of the PPL Center and the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. And so part of it was wonderful to be able to say that the All-Stars were all coming to the region where I live. It was the PPL Center, for anyone who's fortunate enough to visit here for a game, is a beautiful facility. And I think that the Phantoms and the PPL Center in general just did an outstanding job presenting the event for the weekend. The facilities looked great. The staff in-house was fantastic, and the players seemed to have just the best time. Both Charlie and Chris had beaming smiles on their faces the entire weekend. They really looked to be having a blast out there. Chris was a last minute addition, and so it was a bit of a surprise for him to be here the day that he was here, and he just had a big smile on his face, and he said naturally, as soon as they said, "Would you like to go?" He said, it's an All-Star game. I there's no way I can say no to that. And Charlie just kept saying what a great experience it was, and that he really enjoyed getting to know a lot of the guys in the room, big names in the league, as he would say, and getting to talk to some of the other goaltenders and players and whatnot. And they both really represented St. John's very well. They really did. They seemed to have a great time, and they performed very well, very well.
That's great to hear. There's no question, and you mentioned Rick, Charlie has been the MVP. Chris Terry is right there nipping at his heels, so to speak, when it comes to another player that has led this team as far as it's come so far. And I think the writing on the wall may have been an exclamation point Wednesday at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Pennsylvania, when the Ice Caps arguably played their best game of the season. I know it's hard for people to tell that if they're just listening or trying to watch it on AHL Live, but no doubt from the opening faceoff till the final buzzer, the Ice Caps showed that they've got what it takes. If they're taking two games in a row against a team that's only now lost six on their home ice all season long.
That's right, and two wins within less than a week against the top team in the AHL. The Ice Caps were disciplined. They played a structured kind of game. They were opportunistic. They scored on the power play. They scored a shorty. Charlie Lindgren was just lights out. He afterwards we talked to him and he said, "I don't like to be scored on." And you could see that the entire night. He was superb. And it was a really strong team victory. They really came together in that game and looked terrific.
I agree 100% with your assumption there, and I know, Amy, you'd agree too, having seen him play. You could tell maybe by the third or fourth save in the hockey game that it was going to be a very difficult night for those Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins. And it was an entertaining night between the benches as well, and we'll discuss that a little bit more when we return after this timeout. More with Rick Stevens and Amy Johnston of Rocket Sports. A media out of Montreal, Quebec, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, after this timeout from the PPL Center on the Ice Caps Live Broadcast Network. Second intermission continues from the PPL Center here in Allentown, Pennsylvania, with the Rocket Sports Media founder and president, Rick Stevens, and his number one cohort, the lovely Amy Johnston. Want to talk a little bit about the inevitable move from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, where the American Hockey League has been for 20 years. It'll be no more. It's moving north of Montreal, the city that you live in. And they're going to become the Laval Rocket. Your thoughts on, first of all, leaving the island, the portion of the province of Newfoundland and Labrador, and heading to Montreal to become the Habs farm team?
It's going to be tough. It's sad because we've come to know many of the St. John's Ice Caps fans, the St. John's fans. We have a cohort. Joe Whalen's our reporter. We have Douglas Brown, the photographer. Danielle Barnes does our forecasts. They are our St. John's contingent for Rocket Sports, AHL.report. They do a great job. They're in touch with the fans. We're in touch with the fans on social media. Terrific hockey fans. And that break is going to be, it's going to be tough. But it's going to be up to us to continue on and bring those fans. Some of them, we hope, will support the Rocket and then engage the new fans that are part of Laval. It's an exciting time. It's certainly for the hockey club. Their prospects are going to be nearby. The movement of players is going to be so much easier. But it comes at a bit of a double-edged sword. I think there's going to be extra scrutiny, both by the media and the fans, on the prospects, it's going to be a different way of dealing with those prospects, we try to bring the news to Canadians fans of the entire organization. AHL Report covers the St. John's Ice Caps, of course, soon to be Laval Rocket. We cover the Brampton Beast, the ECHL team, as well as all of the prospects scattered across the CHL and throughout Europe as well. So for us, it's not going to change that much, but we are going to miss that connection with St. John's a great deal.
Amy, from the Keystone State of Pennsylvania, USA, your perspective on all this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because growing up in Pennsylvania, I grew up as a Flyers fan, and so for the longest time, the Phantoms played in the Spectrum, literally right next door, or sometimes for a while in the same building as the Flyers played. So, my experience with hockey growing up, it just was that the farm team was always right there. Then they left, and the Spectrum got torn down, and they moved to Adirondack, and them coming back closer to Philadelphia now here in Allentown kind of just opened my perspective a little bit on the business side of hockey, as far as the convenience of having your farm team closer to home, but also seeing how fans felt uprooted. Fans would, you know, develop an allegiance to the team that they took kind of ownership in their own town, and then suddenly they're not there anymore. So you know, I'm certainly sympathetic to fans who feel that they're losing their team, but especially being living in Pennsylvania, but being a fan of the Montreal Canadiens, I'm a fan from afar. So I know that it's also pretty easy to still be a fan, even if they're not right in your town. So it's my hope that with our continued efforts at AHL Report of bringing really widespread, in-depth, exclusive coverage of the Ice Caps, then we can help reach all of those fans that the Ice Caps might not be right next door, but they're right next door online, and we can bring them all of the information that they want about their favorite team.
Well, that's great to hear. I just have to ask you, were you, and I love doing games at the Spectrum. We were the St. John's Maple Leafs back then, and we used to win there all the time. I'm just wondering, there was a group of ladies that wore Frank Bialowis jerseys. You wouldn't have been one of those, would you have?
No, I have to say no. That was not... was not me on that occasion, I must say.
That's wonderful to hear, and I can tell because looked like a few of them might have been able to bench press myself and a couple other at the same time, and they had the Frankie Bialowitz war chants going and dancing to the song as well. Well, you guys have done an outstanding job, and on behalf of the Ice Caps family, as difficult as it is down the stretch, you were hoping and praying for a nice long playoff run that would include you guys joining us on the road and continuing your outstanding coverage. It must be pleasing. I know you both have developed a great relationship with Sylvain Lefebvre, Donald Dufresne, and Nick Carrier, amongst others, Marco or Rocky Marciano, whatever, or Bobby Owen, but back and the entire group. It'll be somewhat sad, but it'll be a little closer at least to your turf, so that's not going to really affect it much. Will it affect Amy's road trips and you guys getting together to follow the team into different regions?
Well, we'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens with the schedule, but it won't affect our coverage. We still plan to follow the team in upstate New York, Pennsylvania, and throughout. We'll be providing the same kind of coverage, and we appreciate the association with the coaching staff and the access that they have given of their own time and also to the players as well. And that allows us to bring that kind of coverage to the fans. We're very, very grateful for yourself and for the entire coaching staff.
Closing thoughts, Amy, and all of this? I mean, I know we're going to see each other more as the season still has plenty of action left, but your thoughts in your heart is kind of sad?
You know, right now I'm just really looking forward to seeing what's going to happen with the rest of this season. I echo Rick's sentiments that I really feel that the group has a lot of core qualities this year, and I think that they're going to make a good push for the playoffs this year, and I'm just really excited to see what they're going to do, you know, as we like to advocate for this team and put their story out there, and I think they've got a really great story to tell to finish out this season.
Guys do an outstanding job. Thanks for your friendship and your professionalism, and the coverage has been second to none for the Ice Caps through Rocket Sports Media and the AHL Dot Report. Third period action from the PPL Center is next. Thanks to Rick Stevens and Amy Johnston of Rocket Sports Media. More Ice Caps AHL action right after this timeout from the Keystone State of Pennsylvania on the Ice Caps Live Broadcast Network.